You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, listen. Powerball jackpot. No big winner on Saturday night. And so now the jackpot goes to $1.9 billion.
Yeah, and then the cash value is just shy of $1 billion if you were to opt for the cash option. Isn't that crazy?
Now, last week, as you probably recall, we gave away a ton of quick picks. We called them Mix Quick Picks. And then the grand prize winner on Thursday was Tanya, who picked up, besides her 20 Mix Quick Picks, an additional 200. So that's 220 Quick Picks. And you know the way we are. We're so competitive on our show that we have to gamble. So we each put in $2 into the pot. And Shannon got involved, too, who does middays for us. And we all predicted how much money Tanya would win. So we're going to call her right now. Let's get her on the phone. And we're going to find out, A, how much she won, and B, which one of us was closest, so that we can make some money.
Yeah,
it's gonna be funny if one of us wins.
She's like, "Hey, call me, guys. Call me."
Oh my goodness!
Come on, Tanya, pick up.
Answer the phone.
You knew we were calling you. Come on.
Answer. Hello.
Hey, there you are. Hey,
Tanya. Good morning. It's Dom and Jeremy, and you're on the air in front of millions of people. Good morning to you. Yeah.
Don't seize up. Don't freak out. Okay. Good morning.
I'm not freaking out. Good morning.
Hi.
So now, listen. We were gambling around here because we tend to do that on your Powerball. First of all, without telling us any amount that you did win, was it exciting to sit there and go through 220 lines of numbers to see if you were a billionaire?
I won't lie. It was pretty stressful.
I bet. I mean, the adrenaline that's building up each time you go through each line, I would figure is amazing.
Because you don't want to make a mistake.
No.
Right? You don't want to look at a number and get this line confused with that line. And I didn't think about that. It probably was pretty stressful.
Yeah, it kind of was, because I was sitting there circling the numbers when I had them. Mm-hmm. I would start off with the Powerball, and whichever one was 20, I would circle and then go to the next line and just keep going, going, going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many, tell us this, how many 20s came up in your 220?
There were four. Or no,
four of
those. There was, I think there were seven.
Oh, wow. Seven.
And you get something just for the Powerball. Is it like $4 or something like that?
You actually have to get the Powerball and one other number.
Oh, getting the Powerball doesn't give you anything?
Yeah, if you just get the Powerball, you don't get anything.
Oh, I thought you got like $2 or something.
I'll have to go. You sure?
Yeah, did you double check that?
You might look at the rules.
I looked online.
Okay. Well, look, based on what you did, here were the guesses. Jeremy is already out, I think, because he said,
chose zero.
He said you'd win zero. I said you would win $24. Shannon said you'd win $200,000. And Josh was very confident that, Tanya, you would pick up $1 million with these quick picks. So, now drum roll, please. When you added it all up, how much money did you win?
A whopping $48.
Yay! But it's still $48 you didn't have.
That's right.
No, that's very true. No, trust me, I was very happy about it still.
That's great.
There you go. So your 220 Mix Quick Picks netted you $48.
I think you could take it. You can take them into like a gas station or something. Have them scan the ticket, the little barcode on there, and it'll tell you for sure, just in case your math was off or something like that. Just in case.
When you have 22 sheets to go through, it kind of, the numbers kind of
right
together.
Right. So go scan those too, just in case, because that'll give you the official.
Yeah, please
count.
Do. And I want to thank you because you just made $6 for me. So
yay.
You're welcome.
We so appreciate you spending your mornings with your boys in the morning, Tanya. You go have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you guys too.
See you later.
All right. There you go, $48.
$48. Good for
That's
her.
That's a nice
man.
Little prize.
Whatever. It's still fun to go through all those. Like she
How
said,
many different trips to like Starbucks would that get her? You know, like six,
two?
Six, eight visits?
Two.
depending on she's getting those breakfast sandwiches. Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Well, good for her.
All right. Well, you guys all text Venmo me my.
I will. I'll send you your $2.
So $930 million is the cash winnings for the big drawing tonight. 1.9. They say there's been 40 drawings without a winner. 40 different Powerball drawings. That's why it's kept
growing. It just keeps
going.
It's a record right now. Real quick, I'm going to throw the brakes on everybody texting. Thank you so much. Apparently, you do get $4 for just having the Powerball number.
That's what I said.
I think she's got more money. So scan it. And then they said the Colorado Lottery has an app that you can actually scan at home. So if she's listening, get the app and you can scan your tickets at home. You might have like $100 or something.
So now hold on, because if that's she had 7 Powerballs. That's another $28, so that her winnings are now $76.
Yeah, so she might have more than she thinks she does.
Not 48.
Go
She's
scan
got more
it.
Than she thought.
Go scan them, Tanya.
Oh, that's fun. Now, here's a question for you, Jeremy, and for all the listeners to be thinking about. How do you think, I'm not talking about your lifestyle. I'm not talking about, you know, going out and being able to buy, you know, $100 million home or, you know, a fleet of Tesla automobiles or flying on vacations, you know, jet setting, whatever. Yeah. I'm not talking about the material stuff. But how do you think winning that would change you as an individual?
I would become more paranoid than I already am. It was funny. I was actually, Nicole and I were talking about this last night and just talking about that massive number that would just be dropped into your lap. And it would be scary, I think. It would just be scary to know that you have that. And how your lifestyle is going to change. And I was like, you would have to hire security immediately. True. But then I'm like, well, then what if security turns on you?
Oh, God.
You know, what if you hire a company? They're like, oh, there, you got $1 billion. Let's turn on them.
Well, I think you'd probably have to consult with other billionaires.
You would.
And find out, you know, how they handle it. Because there's thousands of billionaires. Isn't that funny to think about? In the world, there are thousands of billionaires. Not millionaires, billionaires.
Yeah.
And they have to live with this. But the difference is they don't, the vast majority of this don't get their names and where they live splashed out.
Right.
You know,
and it's been a process for them. They've climbed the step, have the right people. It's been years and years of accumulating that wealth where you'd have to like get every, like you'd have to have a plan within a couple weeks of how this is going to be saved and where are you disappearing to and the legal aspect of everything. And the consensus between my wife and I last night was we would have to get rid of it immediately in the quickest way possible. Donate it like just like crazy. I was like, you know, you keep hearing about all these schools in the area without air conditioning. I'd be like, I'd be walking down and writing a check. So please put air conditioning in all these schools.
Yeah, but with $1 billion, you can't even
It would just be like we would be shoveling out the door just to get rid of it and help a bunch of people out.
Yeah, it's the psychology of it is fascinating to me about how it changes people, because I know just in my personal sphere, I have two different friends of mine who went from like middle class, maybe even lower middle class, marrying into big money. And I'm not going to say whether these were male or female. I'm not going to say. I'm just going to say it's two people that I know who married into big money.
Yeah.
And over the span of the next 2 to 4 years, I watched them change their personality. Even.
I don't think Gretchen's that different.
That's funny. That's funny. No, but these people, they changed in a very obvious way. And so that's something else to keep in mind is if you win a big jackpot like that, you not only have the lifestyle change, but your personality will morph and you
sure
will become
will, man.
Different to a lot of people that you're good friends with right now. You will not remain friends with them.
Yeah.
It's going to, and I'm not saying this is necessarily a bad thing. It's just, it'll be a topsy-turvy change to your life.
Yes, it will. It really
And that's
will.
Something that people don't think of. They're like, oh, I want to win $1 billion. Well, your life will change, and most of the friendships you've got today are not going
It'll
to
fizzle
survive
out.
It.
Mostly because you need to disappear for a long time, probably.
Right. Well, there's that, too. And I know people are listening and say, not me. I'll be the exception. I'm like,
no, you won't.
Yeah, you can't even.
And it might not even be
right
you.
Now.
It might be your friends then that kind of morph and change, and then they're hitting you up all the time for handouts and
probably
help. And it'll
both.
Be a little bit of everybody. Yeah. But hey, have fun.